This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Folks, I'm having some personal problems right now, but that should not stop you from enjoying the great hospitality that we provide for you at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Don't forget the Phil Hendry webcast, November the 11th.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
And this segment of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted Bell is joining us. Ted is the owner of Ted's, and I know it's a tough time for you, as you just indicated, Ted, and I appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, Phil, I'm on the program tonight to tell men especially appreciate what you have tonight, as you know, and I will share this with your audience, as I've shared it with my customers. I want to be candid for a lot of reasons. I don't keep anything from my customers. My customers are my family, as you know, Phil. I am at the risk of losing my family, my wife Marcy, my son Josh, 11 years of happy marriage, and you think you know somebody, and then they suddenly turn on you.
It's embarrassing for you to be on the air with us tonight, isn't it, or talking about this, or is it not?
I know what you were going to talk about, the different specials that we're having at the restaurant. I know we were going to spend a good hour talking about our various specials, but I wanted to feel... I just felt better coming on the air and at least giving people my side of the story, because there is a very good chance it's going to come out in the media, and I want everyone to know how very much I want to keep my family and keep my marriage intact, and how very much my wife Marcy has, why she's turned on me and is trying to turn my son against me, I don't know. I told you, Phil, in order for the truth to come out, I would feel better if you asked me questions, any question that you want about this, so that people will know that Ted's of Beverly Hills, our establishment that's been in Beverly Hills now 25 years, and is one of the premier steakhouses in America, and that they will continue to come to our restaurant, regardless of what's going on in my family. And, it you know...
All right, I tell you what, Ted, let me... I want to ask you, is this about infidelity? Is this about something happening with another woman?
Absolutely not, no.
Okay, what is the nature of this? Why are you fearing exposure in the media? What is the nature of your breakup with your wife?
Well, Phil, my wife, Marcy, is trying to, I think, make something out of what is just me going the extra mile at the restaurant to satisfy our customers and, you know, try to keep her Mercedes payment, current. Excuse me, I know I shouldn't say anything.
All right.
But there are nights, Phil, when at our restaurant you will see... someone come into the restaurant who's dining alone, and when I see people dining alone, I just my heart goes out to them. And you see a lot of women coming in who may be dining alone, and I will send over a bottle of wine. And generally, these women are they're not the most attractive, maybe they're not the most slender women in the world, but you talk with them and you feel for them. And I will tell you this: I never ever, and I am saying this to your audience. And Marcy, I'm saying it to you. I never, ever left the restaurant with these women. I never, ever took them into our home. I never went to a hotel or a motel with them or any. This was always about business. And last night, and I will share this, last night when my wife confronted me, I will tell you I was in tears. I begged her. And I mean, Phil, I literally got on my knees and I begged her not to seek a divorce, where everything is messy. She's getting half of her. She's getting spousal support. And I got to pay, for our kid. And I was begging her not to seek this remedy, because...
All right, Ted, but were you sleeping with these women? If this was, she confronted you last night about women that come into the restaurant alone, right?
They were customers who I felt a little bit sorry for. Let me tell you something. You know, some women don't have the prettiest faces in the yearbook, okay? Some women don't have the greatest figures. And you know what? They like to eat. And I'll tell you one thing that I know about it, serving people food. And I think women who like to eat, when you're in the restaurant business, they should be thanked.
Well, you were having sex with them.
Phil, I never took it out of the restaurant. For me, it was business, all right? It was.
All right, how did your wife find out about this?
Well, Marcy came down to the restaurant last night. Not last night, it was two nights ago. She had the key to the stock room, Yeah, which I forgot that she did. She had the key to the liquor stock room.
All right, so she's walking in on you and this female, all right? And you were in the liquor stock room in the restaurant with this woman.
Well, hold on for a minute.
Wait a minute, because your wife, Marcy, spoke with us a little bit about this, and she told us that when she walked into the stock room, you turned to her and said, would you hand me that olive oil or something, as if nothing was going on, trying to make it look like, you know, everything.
Well, there wasn't anything going on, Phil. It was about business.
Well, she said it was obvious that you were standing there with your pants down, and this woman who she described as rather heavy...
As I was saying.
...was performing some sex act on you.
I was doing this as a favor to this customer, a woman dining alone. We were on the restaurant premises. Look, I can't believe that this is happening. These women don't even compare to my wife, Marcy, who is beautiful. She is smart. She's a great mother. And what hurt me the most, I guess, was... more than her confronting me last night was I sent over a 3-pound box of dilettante chocolates today and a half a dozen roses, and I didn't hear a thing from her about it.
Well, what do you want to say tonight, Ted, on our show?
Phil, I want to say to my wife, Marcy, honey, I don't know what's happening with you. I don't know what kind of pressure you're under. I know that Josh has been acting out a bit at school. But, honey, this is a big misunderstanding. I love you, and together, I think we can get you some help. I don't want to spare any expense, the best psychiatrist, the best institutions, or whatever, if that's what you need. But I will always stand by you. And this talk of divorce and separating our community property, and you mentioned $60,000 a month in spousal support. Honey, you know that that's not going to happen. You know who you married. You married Ted Bell. And I think this is more about finding you the help you need, professional help, 90 days in the best facility we can find, so that we can sort these things out.
All right, I want to give our number out, Ted, because, you know, if you're coming on the show and you're talking about something highly personal, people may have questions or comments.
I told you that I do not want to hide anything. I don't want to hold anything back.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell, this is a unusual. You know, you're a show sponsor, but I would commend you for at least being that forthcoming that you're on the show talking about this. Now, you said something toward the end there. You said that you want to get your wife help.
Yes, I'll do anything for her.
All right. Why do you feel she needs help, Ted? You were...
Look, she knew that she married Ted Bell. I don't think there was any secret there. Like, she's trying to make this. It's not the same thing as me going and spending top dollar at a 5-star hotel and taking these women out to dinner. It's not the same thing.
But this woman was in, and your wife walked in on it, right?
Well, that's another thing. What was she doing at the... I asked her, why did you come down to the restaurant? Because she said that she wanted to recount some of the stock that came in the other night because she thought they had the wrong bill of lading or the shipment bill. And I'm not buying that for a minute.
Why?
Because our son, it's a school night, and she never leaves the house when Josh has to get his homework done and has to get to bed. Now, I was working late, and she knows I work late. So... she's coming down there checking up on me. Now, she knows that a lot of my work as the owner of the restaurant doesn't have anything to do with serving the dishes. I don't bus tables. I massage the clients, if you will. Now, maybe it was a mistake, but we have considerable property. And for her to start talking about a divorce, and she wants to separate out our community property, do you understand that that means that we would be divorced and she would still have a piece of my restaurant? See, it's not called Marcy's of Beverly Hills. It's called Ted's of Beverly Hills. See what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But, I mean, the point is that the woman is seeking a divorce because she thought that you were being unfaithful to her.
That's ridiculous. That's utterly...
There was a woman performing a sex act on you.
That's utterly ridiculous. I was doing the woman a favor. You understand? I was doing her a favor. Look, did you hear what I said? These women are not the prettiest faces in the yearbook. Read between the lines. That's all I'm saying.
They're not the prettiest faces in the yearbook. They're overweight. And this woman is performing a sex act on you, and you're doing her a favor.
Yes. Are you? Let me ask you, are you in the restaurant business?
No, I'm not.
Ah, bingo. You're not in the restaurant business. So, therefore, you don't know about the restaurant business.
Does the being in the restaurant business have something to do with women having sex with you in the liquor stock room?
Phil, I'm Ted Bell, all right? I write the rules. My wife knew that when she married me. And
all right, I got to take a break.
Well, I want to make a point here, though.
All right, let me just take a break. Because I can see that there's a value difference here. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, tonight's sponsor of the program, whose marriage is falling apart. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. His wife caught him with one of the restaurant customers last night in the liquor stock room. Think about that, ladies. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, I understand that.
Ted,
yeah, you're on.
Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
All right, this is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills. If you're joining the Phil Hendry Show tonight, you know that I am having some personal problems with my marriage. My wife, Marcy, wants to leave me, but we still want you to enjoy our great hospitality at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We'll always be there for you. I guess the thing that I want to say, Phil, is even though I'm losing my family...
Ted, hold on for a minute, man. You're not necessarily losing your family. Your wife is really, really angry, man. You know, but you're not necessarily...
Well, why is she talking about $60,000 a month in spousal support? She wants to get another, I think, $20,000 a month for Josh. She's talking about dissolving the community property. She's talking about dissolving our corporation. She wants to have a piece of my restaurant, which I took over from my father, who is an alcoholic. That restaurant wouldn't be there if it wasn't for me. It's not called Ted Seniors of Beverly Hills. It's called Ted's of Beverly Hills because I'm the one that...
Look at Ted, don't you understand that your wife's angry when she walks into a liquor stock room?
No, I know she can get angry. I know my wife's got a temper. Believe me, I know she's got a temper. But is it so bad that she now wants to start talking about, you know, getting a piece of the restaurant?
Well, she's got a piece of the restaurant. It's community property.
I know, but she wants to, get a divorce so that she's going to be on the premises, so I got to look at her every day and I'm not married to her? That's what I'm talking about, and she's making a big deal out of what? I made a mistake. Should I have taken the woman to a hotel? Would that have made her happy? Maybe my wife would have been happy if I'd taken the woman into our own bedroom.
I don't think that's what it's about. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on his wife, Marcy, walking in on him having sex with a woman at the restaurant. You seem to feel it's important that you weren't...
I never take it off the premises, no.
All right. Have you had sex with other women at the restaurant?
If I answer that question honestly, Phil, and
you told me I could ask any question. Have you had sex with other women at your restaurant?
Yes, I have.
How many?
I don't think that question is going to provide a constructive way out of this. I just don't think it's going to do it.
So you don't want to tell me? Well, all right.
If my wife is listening right now, do you want me to start rolling out all the names of the women? All that's going to do is devastate her because she doesn't get it. Look, I'm Ted Bell. You see my name on a restaurant? Guess where that restaurant's located? Oh, I'm sorry. Is that Bedford Drive in Beverly Hills? Oh, well. I'm not talking about having a restaurant, Phil, in El Segundo. I'm not talking about having a restaurant in Altadena. I'm not talking about having a restaurant in Santa Monica. I got one in Beverly Hills. I had to claw my way in. I had to claw my way into the business district of Beverly Hills, into the Chamber of Commerce there. Believe you me, friend, when I got in... You're not getting me out. I'm like a tick burrowed into a dog's ass. Excuse my language.
All right. Now, see, this proves that you...
Well, I'm a little bit angry, too.
All right, let me go here to Rachel. Rachel, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi, Rachel. Ted, I just I think it's really sad that you feel that it's your wife's fault and that she needs help. when you're the one who's been doing wrong. Just because it's on your premises of your restaurant doesn't make it right that you're cheating on her.
Well, wait a minute.
And
can I ask you a question? Because this could go a long way toward answering some questions. Can I ask you, are you overweight or anything like that?
I'm about 135 to 45 pounds. Now, if you want to consider that overweight, then that's
reason why I'm asking is because I'm expecting that my wife is going to get sympathy votes from...
From fat ladies?
I didn't use the word fat, ma'am.
Okay, well, big people.
From overweight women who feel, taken advantage of. I didn't take advantage of this woman. She was dining alone. I sent over a bottle of wine. And the next thing I know, I'm in the liquor stock room, and my wife's got a key walking in on me.
Well, your wife...
Sir, this is your wife who owns part of your stuff, whether you believe that or not. When you got married, that automatically entitles her to part of your stuff. I mean,
really? You know, yeah. Rachel, thank you very much. I have a Century City attorney, but I needed you to tell me that.
Look, why be sarcastic, Ted?
Well, then, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm just letting you know.
No, I'm tagging this guy.
Look, Rachel, I know that my wife owns part of the restaurant. She comes in once a month and does the books. And believe you me, there isn't a penny that goes by the boards that she doesn't want to beat out of some busboy's rear end. But what I'm trying to, that's the kind of wife she is, and she's a great businesswoman. But I'm a great businessman.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have had that woman doing that to me, you're right, in the closet like that. But what do I do? Do I take her to a motel? I think that's cheap. Do I take her to the Four Seasons? I would never, I know the people.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is instead of doing that with these women...
Yes.
Stand up for them and be like, look, you're better than this. You can go. You can find someone who's going to care about you. You don't need me or anything else to make you feel good about. They have to feel good about themselves.
They're in my restaurant. I'm going to start talking to them like they're pathetic.
No.
They'll never come back
again. They're pathetic, but then again, degrade them by letting them degrade themselves by doing whatever they're doing with you.
No, I'm simply...
You're preying on their weaknesses is what you're doing.
What I'm doing is I'm sending them over a bottle of some very nice Sequoia Grove Cabernet Sauvignon.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
All right. And I get to know them, and the next one thing leads to another.
And you're in the liquor stock room?
Because I make it clear to all of these women, we don't take it off the premises of the restaurant. Man, I will make love to them in an alley behind the restaurant before I disrespect my wife.
But you don't think by doing that in your stockroom or wherever you're doing it that you're not disrespecting your wife then?
No, look, I'm not taking it into. As I said, Rachel, I will have sex with these women on the floor of the toilet before I take them into my own home.
Wait a minute, man. That's about as grody as it gets, brother. That's just as funky as it gets. And you think
and
you're respecting your wife.
Right. Yeah.
Who is speaking?
Phil Hendry, the host.
Look, I don't know if Rachel knows. I'm Ted Bell.
Yeah, and that's all great, whoever you are. But the fact of the matter
is, where are you from?
I'm from Napa, California. I live in San Diego.
Oh, well, okay. This isn't San Diego. This isn't down there. You know, this isn't the U.S. Grant Grill. This is Ted's of Beverly Hills, a class joint. All right, we're not out at Petco.
It sounds real classy when you're banging broads in the back room.
Well, nice language for a young lady.
Well, I mean,
what did she say?
B-A-N-G. She said B-A-N-G.
All right. Rachel, anyway, thank you very much for your call. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Virginia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. Hi, Ted, from Beverly Hills.
Yes.
I'm so happy for you and your business, and I'm so glad that you're able. I also live in San Diego, but that's not relevant.
No, it isn't.
It isn't relevant. What's very
it's really not relevant.
No, it isn't. And
yeah,
what's
thank,
really,
I
really
told you
at the sake of the matter of is really between you and your wife. And you said she knew Ted when she married you. Did she know you were going to be allowing women to make themselves feel better by servicing you? If you wanted to make it feel better by giving them a bottle of wine to get them in the mood. That they could service you, call it what you said. So at least you can hold your
Virginia,
respect,
I tell you what, we have to take a break.
Virginia,
hold on. We got to take a break.
Money left,
we have to take a break and hold on, Virginia. And,
well, I want to respond.
You can respond. I got to take a quick break here. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell His wife, Marcy, is going to throw him out of the house. She caught him having sex with a woman in the liquor stock room of the restaurant last night. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We've got a fantastic prime rib, beautifully slow roasted all day long. You know, my mind is not on the restaurant because of this divorce stuff with Marcy, but I want everybody to know you're a member of the family at Ted's of Beverly Hills, Bedford in Beverly Hills.
All right, Ted, thank you for coming on the program. Thank you for speaking candidly. I will say that you are being candid with us.
Well, that's all I wanted to do, and yet I'm the one being persecuted. Okay, I wanted to come on and be honest and be forthright with my customers and with your audience. What I'm hearing, though, seems to be phone calls from listeners of yours that you are skewing to attack me.
No, sir, I am not. No, sir, I am not. And Harry's in there screening the calls, and Bud's in there screening the call, and they're getting people. This is what they're saying.
Well, why are they all of a sudden attacking me?
They're women, man. They're not going to see your side of this. They only see a guy who's got a... Have you got a sofa, a fold-out sofa in there?
We have a sofa. All right. I don't want to answer any questions.
Have you got a fold-out sofa in that liquor stock room? You said to me, ask you any question.
Yes, I do.
Okay. You've got a fold-out sofa in the liquor stock room. Why is that?
I don't know if it's a fold-out or not, Phil. It's a sofa that you can sit down at, and you can, if I get a bottle out of the wine rack, and I can have a taste of it, I can sit there and have it. It's a place to sit.
It's also you were having sex with this woman.
No, I was not. No, I was not. She was sitting on the, if the Marcy said she was sitting on the sofa, yeah, I was standing in front of her.
Well, thank you for that graphic description.
Well, you're the one that is accusing me of having sex with these women, see? And
that's right. I forgot. You're not having sex with them. You're doing them a favor? Ted, man...
Phil, I know you don't... You may say that you don't understand me, but I don't understand you. I'm Ted Bell. And you, of all people, should be backing me up.
Okay, if that means because you're a sponsor...
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. All right, I asked Virginia to hang on. Go ahead, Virginia.
No, Ted, you're doing really good yourself. You keep saying that you're Ted, whatever. So well, that gives you the right to humiliate your wife. You got caught. Now you're whining because it might cost you, you know.
Wait a minute. You know what my last name is. Why'd you say Ted, whatever?
No, but you keep saying it, but, you know, I could care less if it was whatever it is. Ted.
You know my last name is Ted. You know my last name is Bell.
No, I don't.
I just told... Oh, my God, I just told you, and you still don't know what my...
Okay, so it's about... So
there you go. So
you're
what?
You're above answering for what you've done, and now that you've got caught, you're whining about what it might cost you.
I want to know what it is...
Have you thought about that? Put it like this, Ted. What if your meat grinder looked lonely and cold? Would you stick in that, Ted, because you felt sorry for it? I don't think so.
Well, probably in that before in you... And
all right, that's uncalled for.
Well, this woman is, she's the one making the comments. I'd rather, yeah, you're right.
Go ahead, I am making the comments. You did the dirty deed, and now you're whining about it.
Wait a minute, I didn't do anything. I was standing there. She was the one that was doing everything.
Yeah, you standing there letting her service, yeah, you know, the techniques or whatever, sitting on the couch, laughing on the couch. You got caught, Ted.
I got caught.
And now you're worried that your family's going to break up. You should have thought about that, Ted.
Ma'am.
Maybe Beverly Hills. You could even walk to some place, but no, you don't want to leave the restaurant because you're Ted Bowell or whatever you are. Congratulations. Now you're going to be Ted Bowell with a lot less money, I would think. You better get a good accountant because that's
you know,
the way it goes.
I don't feel
one bit sorry for you. You need help. Check yourself in, buddy. You have a problem.
I'm trying to get help for my wife so that she doesn't go off half-cocked. If you'll, and you know what I mean by half cocked, don't you?
She had you half, so I guess I kind of.
Well, you know, Virginia. Let me ask you, but you're so angry, you're like hitting buttons on the phone. Wow.
I'm not hitting buttons on the phone.
Yeah, you are. You just went like this.
I pulled off of the robe because I was incensed. by your complete denial
of what
you've
done. I'm not in denial. I understand that she got her feelings hurt. I understand she got her feelings hurt, okay? That's fine.
The feelings, yeah.
She got her feelings hurt because she saw me with my pants off. But the fact is, you're on a phone.
And you made a statement that she knew Ted Bowell.
That's nothing in comparison.
Did you told her that?
You know, I get the joke about Ted Bowell.
So I'm going to be caught in the liquor room with a few lonely ladies.
You know, ma'am, you are so excited about that Ted Bowell joke that you're still hitting buttons on your phone. I made a joke.
Right ahead.
You know,
did she know Ted Bowell had a habit of hanging out in the wine room?
You want to know what my wife does have? She's got half of a very lucrative business that I build up, okay? So she can thank me for that.
Half that you don't want her to have now because you said earlier
those
she
are all my customers.
Her business.
Those are my friends, my customers. That's my business that I build up. She could have her $60,000 a month and her $20,000 for the kid. And
you're talking about your son,
man. Earlier you said she couldn't. It's not possible. You're talking out of both
mouth. Thanks to you, Virginia, I might as well let her go. Because I will tell her tonight when I come home, hey, honey, this woman named Virginia.
You're the biggest favor you've ever done her.
This woman named Virginia had so much Seagram's in her tonight that she would go, hello?
Because when you swipe you think that they can get away with this type of thing, and we're supposed to just be hurt and
now the truth comes out. It happened to you. It happened to you.
Ted.
You know, now the truth comes out, Phil. It happened to her.
Ted, you know what happened to me? I was smarter than you. I took it outside the business. I did it to him, but at least I didn't do it under his nose.
No, but you didn't do it under his nose, but when you came home, he could sure smell it. I hit a button.
Yeah, you
know, ma'am.
Good night, Ted, and good luck.
Well, thank you for that. And with luck like yours.
You had a wonderful life with left of it. Bye.
I got plenty. Bye. Hey, let's see if there's any tonic left in the refrigerator, too. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hang up?
Look, she hit the button once, man. What is that, a point of argument?
Mr. Henry, I just want to say something. As a sponsor in your program, I would expect that you would allow me to have the dignity of having my point of view presented more favorably than some of the alcoholics that you have who I'm sure enjoy your program.
Don't insult my audience, and don't think that you've got me over a barrel because you're a sponsor. You know,
really? So you don't need the money?
No, I don't need your bread, man. I don't need your bread.
Yeah, TV show's really...
I got a TV show, but I don't need your bread. So, Ted, and the other thing, Ted, don't be... The lady made the button. She hit the button by mistake, and then all of a sudden you're hitting the button.
No, she's on there. She's saying, hey, Ted Bowell. Oh, I'm so excited. I just made a joke. We hit buttons. God, I feel like I want to vomit. Honest to God, I feel like I want to vomit my guts loose right here at the bar. I'm standing here at the bar, Phil, and a couple of very dear friends of mine just came in. Justin Bartha from your television show.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who I know and a lot of people who I like. And I feel like even though I know these people and even though it is a Friday night, our busiest night, I would feel so good vomiting all over the bar right now.
Well, then I'd suggest you do it.
Yeah. Well, I expect that coming from you.
Uh-huh. Oh, what a D-O-U-C-H-E. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line. Naked. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Hi, everybody. This is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Please come on down to our steakhouse, even though I'm having personal problems.
Ted?
Here at Ted's.
Hey, Greg, how are you doing? Hey, Phil.
Okay, your commercial wasn't over.
Oh, I'm sorry. Greg Proops just walked in.
Oh, really? Greg Proops?
Yeah.
Hey, tell Greg that we took a poll, and 9 out of 10 people don't think he's funny.
I'm not going to tell him that. You don't like him, huh?
I like Greg. He's a very funny guy.
Well, Henry says hello, huh? How you been? Yeah, Greg's a great guy. I think he's a very funny guy.
No, Greg's a very funny guy. I said he's funny.
Well, he's looking over here now thinking that you meant that.
Tell him I'm joking.
He said he's joking. He's shaking his head like you're some kind of a douchebag, so I don't know what.
Okay, let's get back to your problem, all right? And let's get back to our calls. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, I don't have a problem, okay? You know, I want to quote Anthony Quinn in the great Requiem for a Heavyweight, where he says, "Miss, I got no special problem. Now, I know to you I'm a big, ugly slob and I look like a freak. But I was almost the heavyweight champion of the world. You put that down in your paper there somewhere, miss. Mountain Rivera was no punk. Mountain Rivera was almost the heavyweight champion of the world. And that's how I feel tonight. Marcy thinks I'm a punk. A punk who can be pinned up against a shower wall and six goons take turns. I'm not going to let my wife treat me like that. Are you kidding? I mean, I would even let some of my customers treat me that way. I might even let Greg Proops treat me that way. Or I might treat Greg Proops that way, especially with a name like Proops.
Would you get to the point, man?
The point of... Ooh, get a load of you. And in three-inch heels.
All right, I'm going to take some phone calls then. Ginny, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Ginny?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Okay. Good evening, Ted.
Good evening, Ginny.
I just wanted to start by saying I'm not overweight. I haven't been drinking. I am actually the floor manager tonight of one of my husband's two successful restaurants in San Diego.
Congratulations.
And I can only say that you must be totally bereft of any moral fiber and have absolutely no character. And you could take 1,000 phone calls from all over the planet, and I think you're going to be hard-pressed to find anyone who's going to be sympathetic to you.
You've never caught your husband doing that. That's what you're telling me.
My husband would never do that.
He would never do it, or he'd never let you catch him doing it?
He would never do it. We have survived 38 years in the restaurant business because he is a man of great character.
All right, now let me ask you, when you say successful, does that mean family style?
No. We own the biggest Mexican restaurant in San Diego, and our other restaurant sells more prime rib than any other restaurant in San Diego.
There you go. It's Mexican, so
we've got...
What difference does it make?
Well, it's not... What I'm trying to say is I got a clientele here, Phil.
Does your clientele dictate that you're having sex with women in the liquor cab or the liquor closet?
You know, you can say I was having sex with that woman all you want. And suppose I was. Is that any reason to break up an 11-year successful partnership between a man and woman? We've built our restaurant. I would ask this lady here, Ginny.
Yes, Ted, from what you said, this isn't the only encounter you've had outside your marriage. I feel dreadfully sorry for any children that you might have. What a horrible legacy for them.
My son, Josh, I'm very proud of him. He's going to be a great man. He
well,
has
you
everything
should be
that
proud
he
of him, but he certainly can't be proud of his father.
Well, let my son speak for himself. Certainly not you working the floor tonight at Taco Bell or wherever you're at. Because I can tell you that...
The lady says where she's at a restaurant, not Taco
Bell.
You
know what? You are a disrespectful scumbag.
Oh, I am? You insulted my son, and I'm disrespectful? You're speaking for my son?
Identity.
You're speaking for my son, and I'm disrespectful, huh?
Without your restaurant, you have no identity.
Well, you started out by saying you own two restaurants.
You are pathetic.
The fact of the matter is your husband owns those restaurants. You're
and
simply...
I live in California, so as you know... Your wife and I own half of them.
Yeah, I know. And you guys don't even get out of bed in the morning to figure out what your husband does for a living. But I can tell you...
She just said she's working at the restaurant.
Well, I'm sure
she's... I'm the floor manager tonight.
The floor manager. Good.
That's right.
Isn't there a table that needs napkins or something?
I do the same thing that you should be doing, going around and speaking with customers.
I'm speaking with customers right now at my bar. Only my customers are guys like...
Yeah, stay out of the liquor room and you'll be more successful.
More? How much more successful can I be? You know, I'm talking to my right here. I have television stars to my left, movie stars. And don't forget to mop up the floor before you lock up tonight, Senorita.
You are so absolutely full of shit. I can't believe it.
Whoa. Watch your language. Watch your language.
What happened?
I had to dump her out because she said the S word.
Oh, well, there you go. Her and her husband own one of the top two Mexican restaurants in San Diego. Now, you people in San Diego can probably figure out what those restaurants are, and she just dropped the S-bomb on the Phil Hendry...
I'll speak for myself and my show, thank you.
So there I am defending you, and you won't even let me do that? Forget it.
Turn that off.
I asked him to play it.
I don't want it to... I gotta take a break. 1-800...
What, a bathroom break?
Yeah, that's it, Ted, a bathroom break. I got to go into the liquor locker, man, and...
Service one of your listeners.
hang up on this. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
You look at me like that? You look at me like I'm something that you just picked out from underneath the toenail? Thanks.
Well, you know, if the shoe fits. Let me go over to Barbara. Hi, Barbara. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Barbara.
Hello, Ted?
Yes, ma'am. This is Ted Bell.
How are you?
Well, I was doing good until I have been basically the radio version of rape, you know, has happened to me tonight.
No, I think you have it all turned around, Ted. You know what's going on? This is not the first allocation you've had. This is the first time you've gotten caught. You've had pretty two or three escapes.
Ma'am.
Am I right?
May I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you someplace where there's little bags of gris-gris hanging from a window?
Little bags of what?
Gris-gris.
No, but I'm a senior citizen. I'm 67 years old.
You're going to pretend like you don't know what that is.
What is gris-gris?
It's used in voodoo.
Used in voodoo?
Yeah.
I think you might need it, right?
You know, you're scaring me.
Oh, don't get scared.
Listen, face, she's always,
hey,
she's
face like, the music.
I bet you, hey, just say this for me. Come on in, Hans. That's right. Come on in. We'll feed you. You can't say it. You don't want to know why? Because she's the one that killed those two kids.
Who?
Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, shut up. Hans.
1-800-449-8686.
Basic training rolls right off my knife.